In these first areas of the game, we grappled a lot with the density and prioritization of the information we were conveying to the player. Playtesting showed us that players in VR were easily distracted, often due to better peripheral vision, such that they'd focus on one scene element while losing track of others. This was exacerbated in these first rooms because players were acclimatizing to being in VR, often for the first time. In addition, different players progress at different speeds. We saw some players spend 30 seconds on the opening balcony and others 30 minutes. As a result, we did a lot of iteration over the set of opening areas, each time changing what information we tried to convey and where. Initially, the video call from Eli took place in the later refuge room with the snark and camcorder, but players were often too engrossed in interacting with all of the detail in that room to pay attention to the conversation between Eli and Russell. We moved the video call out to the starting balcony, but there it distracted from the establishing shot of City 17 and the Citadel. It also came at a time when players were still figuring out core game elements like movement and hand interaction with the world. That collision made simple things hard, like when to show the player a movement tooltip if they immediately started the video call. Eventually, we settled on inserting the greenhouse between the starting balcony and the refuge, which allowed us to move the call to an area with a slightly obscured vista and fewer interactable objects. This avoided the distraction problems and ensured players were past the initial gameplay moments of figuring out their hardware and movement setup. It also had the bonus of allowing us to add further detail to the opening balcony and Alex's refuge without fear of creating distractions from the video call.